T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want people to bring it.
To be entertaining for Shane.
To be entertaining, to have a thought.
You better bring it. Oh, it's already been brought.
You call, you get past Shane, then you get into our little version of Club Duck.
We ask for calls.
We got Todd.
It is my pleasure. And Danny, you might remember, I'm the Browns fan that calls every week. And some people know me as the meatball idiot that roots for the Browns.
Who cares?
But Todd, set it up the way you set it up to me, man. I even put it on the screener that way, that you got stiffed by Dan and Layla. You're a loyal Dan and Layla caller. You got stiffed, so we welcome you here because we hate them.
Dude, but do we really need the caller resume at the beginning? Is that what we're doing?
That's what we call bringing it.
So here's my prediction. Their linebackers are terrible. It's either going to be Justin Fields coming out party, or it's going to be JOK's coming out party.
JOK. Yeah.
JOK, you're on in Chicago. And in fairness, if I could quibble, this is more of a Thursday or Friday call.
I really hate that call.
Who is JOK?
Jeremiah, I can't pronounce it. Notre Dame linebacker.
Thanks, thanks, Todd.
You call yourself a Browns meatball fan, you can't pronounce the linebacker's name. What the hell are you doing to me? Dump him.
Dump him.
Thank you, Todd.
That call's going to go over great in Cleveland in an hour and a half.
Thank you, Todd.
And I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. It's just a goofy name, okay? Hi, what's your name?
Todd. I'm Todd. And this is Blake and Blair and Blaine and Brent.
So call up Adam the Bull in Cleveland and he'll take that call.
Good job, Shane.
You know what? You may have power now, but you're not God. You're a doorman, okay? You're a doorman. 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 Doorman!
I don't want to be the one to pass judgment, decide who gets in. I'm only allowed to let in 5% black people. He said that, 5%. That means if it's 25 people here, I get to let in 1.25 black people.
Here we go, Tony.
Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I spent a lot of time last night thinking about how that all went with our attempt to take calls with the most difficult call screener in Chicago unleashed on them and why it didn't work. And I think I know exactly where to pin the blame. Do you guys know? You know exactly where to pin it, right?
Yeah, the callers, man.
Nah, man, the guy who's not here, right?
100%. Yeah. First of all, it's always a good rule in radio to blame the guy that's not here. Yep. It's a tale as old as time. You know, I remember way back in the day when occasionally, you know, if Jigs wasn't here, North would just hammer him. Just absolutely hammer him. If Murph wasn't here, everybody would hammer him. Then when Murph was here, we'd still all hammer him. But anyway, Parkin's not here. We did a beautiful, loving, solid, exciting, and impassioned plea for callers right before 20 minutes of Boomer Esiason. Just directly before Boomer. And people started to call in. And then you had to send them away. So right now, that's where I'm leaning. Chris Tannehill, the adult on that side of the glass. You'll have to tell me if Shane was screening people a little too difficultly as well.
No.
Good answer while he's there.
I mean, we didn't get a ton of the volume, I think, was the issue here. Well, it was executed poorly, clearly, by the guy who's not here.
Yes.
The toss, the tease, the solicit calls when you ask people to wait on hold for a half hour through two breaks and a guest, that was bad form. But I don't think we got a great volume of callers.
No, we didn't. Boy. We had Kevin and Palatine, and then he fell off. And that's the guy who rips Danny all the time.
Oh, we love him.
Love that guy, yeah.
Love that guy. I'm a huge fan. Give him a show.
Yeah, see, I've got no problem with callers, but I'm not letting people on that just have good points. Like, anybody can make a good point. Tanny and I make them all the time. But I need charisma.
One day we will share one.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right, Eddie Jackson. And anybody can make a good point.
Anybody can. Tanny and I do.
Everybody can
make
a good point.
I need charisma. I need energy. I need resets. I need social. I need cross-promotion.
Mm. Yeah, no, I understand. Well, we'll see. We'll try again. Hell, we might try today. I'm not afraid to take some calls. I'm not afraid to talk to people, but we'll see. Lots going on today. Joe Ostrowski, as I mentioned later on, Hub Arkish at 4 o'clock to talk Bears, and Joe Shanahan from the Cabaret Metro at 4:40 to talk about secret shows by big, big bands in this town, and Metallica specifically last night. I need a song angle for the next track of the Justin Fields album. We so far have Justin Fields Forever, and we have The Waiting is the Hardest Part. And now we have reached a point where I think Justin's going to play, you know? Like, he's in, but he's in by injury. He's being forced in there. So it's kind of a ready or not, here I come. It's kind of a that feeling here. So I'm trying to figure out.
What about, like, time for Justin to play?
Yes. Okay, that's pretty good. How about we don't get Justin again? Or you know, in honor of today, the 21st of September, Badia, say that you remember, Badia, Justin did play in September.
Too many syllables there. I know you're not the music guy, but we can't fit that many syllables in that.
Justin did play in September.
No,
I just did it.
No, it's too much.
Yeah, if you're not shoehorning in lyrics, it's not sports radio parody.
It needs to be more cumbersome than that.
I need the melody to be a little bit more resolved.
Well, the story isn't. See? It's okay. We have a little dissonance and a little mystery in the melody.
What about
what about thanks?
What about That Scheme to the tune of That's Life by Frank Sinatra?
That scheme. That's what all the coaches say. Yeah. No, that could work. See, we haven't done any crooner stuff. We do need to go back to,
scared,
to Frank.
Right?
No, I'm not scared. I'm ready. I'm ready because I think Danny would sound terrific as Sinatra.
I think you need to get Danny to scat. Danny's scatting might be.
Do like an Ella Fitzgerald thing?
Hell yeah.
Okay, good. I'm going to say that's the first time that Ella Fitzgerald and Hell Yeah have been put together on Sports Talk Radio in at least a week.
You know? Hell yeah.
Ella Fitzgerald, lover.
Lover. Bananas. Love them. As well as Ella Fitzgerald.
Bananas. I love them.
Yeah. All right. So feel free to keep the ideas coming. Send them my way on the Tech Zone, which is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com at 312-644-6767. Did we mention to you, by the way, that we're broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios? Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Man, Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin, Scott and his whole staff over there, Dominic and all those guys, just they're terrific at what they do. I had a wonderful experience getting the Hyundai Tucson, which my wife and I now share. And it's just a phenomenal car with all the updated tech that is fancy and schmancy and makes me feel like I'm driving something unbelievably luxurious, because frankly, it is. So thank you to Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin for all the work that they do. Tons of stuff going on. And yes, I want your song angles. But I was thinking about this. We have a 39-year-old 9-time Pro Bowl left tackle on this team. And there are lots of negatives to having that guy. For instance, when we say to him, or when Nate Burleson says to him, that there's a lot left in the tank, he might not agree.
Jason Peters still has a lot more football left in his career.
I don't know about a whole lot.
Yeah, so that's scary. That's scary right there, because you don't know how long that dude's going to play. He played like 7 or 8 drives in week 1. He was great on Sunday, okay? Do we know if he's going to last through game three? No. No, we don't. Do we know that he is a top 10 left tackle in the NFL through a couple of weeks? Yes, we do, according to Pro Football Focus. Did you enjoy watching that dude just pancake people and shove him to the ground? Yes. But there are other positives, too. Like, that guy has blocked for everyone. And in this scheme and varieties of this scheme, he can speak to the quarterbacks in a very unique way. And guess what? Earlier today, he did so. So let's take advantage of having a 39-year-old nine-time Pro Bowl left tackle on this team by listening to him. We'll do that next on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
Justin Fields had mixed results in his extended run.
Objectively, he struggled. It was a shaky home debut. He did show some things that reminded you of why he's going to be a special player. But this was a rookie quarterback in his first extended action, really reminding everybody that he is a rookie quarterback.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. An Odyssey Station.
This segment's brought to you by Exergen Thermometers. Accuracy matters.
COVID-19 is a dangerous threat and vaccines aren't enough to protect you. Since fever is a leading sign of COVID-19, you need an accurate thermometer. Try Exergen, backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Tom, retired. Social Security income, $30,000, with over $2 million in retirement assets in the bank. Tom contacted three banks to refinance and purchase a second home in Florida, and they all told him he didn't qualify. So he called Team Hochberg. We helped Tom refinance and purchase a new home in Florida with an asset depletion loan based off his retirement assets. Let's review. Before calling, Tom was told by three banks he couldn't refinance or purchase a new home. After calling Team Hochberg, Tom refinanced his current home and purchased a new home in Florida. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of radio listeners use their retirement assets to refinance their existing homes and purchase new homes, like we helped Tom. But we can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. That's 855-563-2843 or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 112-4061.
Chicagoland's premier casino and entertainment destination is taking the stage. Hard Rock Casino is now open. Discover your rhythm with over 1,600 slots and 80 table games. Enjoy a decadent experience at one of our five restaurants which span a range of culinary genres. Whether you indulge in a savory dish at Council Oak Steaks and Seafood or take in dinner and live music at the world-renowned Hard Rock Cafe, amplify your entertainment experience at the all-new Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Now open. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Luxury used vehicles at attractive prices. It's a Patrick thing. We have the best selection in Schaumburg and Naperville. Appraisers are on site ready to pay top dollar for your trade-in. Our Patrick promise means better selection and better savings for you. And with Patrick Direct, get contactless delivery right to your door. Visit patrickcars.com or one of our showrooms today.
Taking care of you every day. That's the Patrick promise.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Fisher is different? How? Don't you just ride the wave?
Nope. We actively manage client portfolios based on our forward-looking views of the market. In times like these, we understand that clients want proactive communication and guidance.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We get to know our clients so we can tailor their portfolios to their specific goals and needs. We even offer resources on Social Security, Medicare, tax efficiency, and more. Our primary goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions, right?
No, we don't sell commission products. Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interest first.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. Our fees are transparent, structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
At Patrick, get the best selection of luxury used vehicles at attractive prices. Appraisers are ready to pay top dollar for your trade-in. It's a Patrick thing. Visit PatrickCars.com today.
That's the Patrick promise.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, Jason Peters is questionable with a quad injury. You'll see him here. When he came up after this play, he was indicating his right leg was bothering him. Now, remember, he was fishing on a lake in Dallas, catching crappies when he got a call from Juan Castillo to come play, and that was very late into camp, and so he said he was only about 85% when he got here.
He's going to be going fishing again.
I love when we play stuff like that where a small snippet of it has now been appropriated and is part of the overall lexicon in the show. Yeah, that's where that came from. Never forget. It was when Michelle Tafoya referenced crappie. And who knows, Al Michaels might have been lost thinking, isn't it crappy? I thought it was crappy.
Shane certainly thinks so.
Shane hates Al Michaels. He thinks, he thinks Al Michaels is terrible at his job these days. And he's now infected me to the point that I listen to Al Michaels on a Sunday night and I notice how late he is at identifying certain players. I mean, I think there are a lot of other things he does really, really well. But he is a little bit late identifying players. But none of that is why you called. It's 670 The Score. It's the Parkins and Spiegel Show. White Sox are tied at 2 with Detroit out there in Detroit. We'll keep you abreast of all that. And when that game is over, we'll get into some White Sox stuff that I am dying to talk about. Frankly, we will get there a little bit later on. But lots of Bears things on my noggin that I want to get to. Jason Peters has been good. And he's really old. He's really large and powerful. He's got a fascinatingly shaped body. I mean, even more than other offensive linemen bodies. Wouldn't you say that Jason Peters' body is interesting? Like, really large from the waist up, and then the pants are super tight, so they're pushing all that largeness up. He's like, you know, it's like a hostess snowball on a pair of popsicle sticks. It's got that kind of look to it. But man, he's been good. And here's the thing. He's played a long time. 2 times first team All-Pro, I think 4 times second team All-Pro, on the team of the decade for the 2010s was Jason Peters as a tackle. And most of that, in fact, all of it, right? All of it with the Eagles, and that's under the tutelage of Andy Reid. Before that. So Buffalo Bills for a long time, but then 11 years in Philly with Andy Reid, and then eventually Doug Peterson, and a Super Bowl championship with Nick Foles, and obviously Carson Wentz. But when you consider all the different quarterbacks that he had success with in Philly, playing for Andy Reid, you got to remember, Kevin Cobb has success. He was there. Other guys had success there under Andy. He was there. And then he's also there when Chip Kelly is there in Philly. And they had the Festival of Intrigue going on there in Philadelphia with all those incredible athletes, all that speed with LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson. And one of the greatest running quarterbacks of all time. So this is Jason Peters talking from today, and this is a guy who had Mike Vick and Nick Foles behind him at different times in Philadelphia. So when it comes time to talk about Andy Dalton and Justin Fields and what the difference is between those guys, he's got a lot of context to bring to him. Listen to Jason Peters today.
I know Matt coached Vick and has brought up Vick when talking about Justin. Is there any comparison there? I know Vic was a special player, and I don't know how fair this question is, but figured I'd see. Does he remind you of him in any way?
The guys like Justin and Mike, those kind of guys that can use their feet, they're always going to try to make a play. And most of the time they do. So even when it's not a play and the receiver's covered, that's when you got to get to your spot and you got to be a little deeper because they're going to bail out the pocket high. Versus sometimes they'll push up and hit the B gap, like Justin did late in the game. I pushed the guy up, and he went and got the first down to end the game. But most of the time, those guys going to try to bail out and get outside the pocket and make a play with their feet. And sometimes the defenders, what make them similar is when they get outside the pocket, it's a run-pass situation. If the defenders don't come up, they're going to run it, then they can dump it off. So those kind of guys are scary. So they definitely similar. arm strength and mobility.
What's impressed you about Fields since she got here?
Just his confidence in the huddle. His presence in the huddle, he's very confident, so when you call a play, you just want to make sure you do your job because you definitely believe in the kid that he's going to make a play for you. And most of the time he does. And, you know, with him being a young guy, all he's going to do is continue to grow and get better.
So that's pretty cool. Jason Peters talking about Justin Fields and how he's been impressed with him in terms of his confidence in the huddle and the team believing he's going to make a play, and most of the time he do. So, and talking about Vic and how Vic likes to get out there, and I got to make sure that I'm understanding his pocket terminology better. Luckily, I have Pat Manley on speed dial. But, like, he's talking about he's got to get deeper into the pocket because the quarterback is going to get out high. So he's talking about at the very back of it as you're watching the screen and you're seeing the quarterback squirt out on the outside from high in the pocket. He's talking about you want to get yourself deeper, stay deep, so there's space for your quarterback to get out around the edge on the high side. I think that's what he means. So it's interesting. So that's him talking about Vic and Fields and thinking about them in similar ways. And obviously, you know, it's not a straight comparison. Don't get lost in the semantics of what is not a straight comparison. Just understand from the offensive lineman's perspective, I have to think about it differently. And to put a finer point on that, listen to Peters compare preparing for life blocking for Andy Dalton versus life blocking for Justin Fields.
Yeah, it is a difference. You just got to adjust. With Andy, he's going to hit his 10-yard. If it's a deep, if it's a 7-step or a 5-step, Andy going to hit it and climb. Versus Justin, you know, because I played with Mike. I played with Foles, two different quarterbacks. You know, Mike always trying to make a play, so he going to bail out and roll out, not knowing, you know, I'm pushing the end up the field so he can come back and tomahawk. So I just got to adjust. I got to take more kicks when Justin in there just to cut off his pursuit angle because he's going to bail out and try to make a play. And that's what he do, you know, making plays. So it's just two different quarterbacks. You got one that pushes up, and then you got one that's trying to get outside the pocket if you get a little pressure up front.
Are those the sorts of little things that if Justin's the starter this week, you guys will spend the week trying to fine-tune and
I'm
to do on the fly when he comes in mid-game like he did on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to work on that all week, just kicking more, getting more depth. That way, when he bail out the pocket, he got a clean pocket versus, you know, just kind of short setting and taking on the ball because Andy gonna be in the spot and push up a little bit.
See, that's really cool. So when Andy's there, he might short set and just take on the bull rush and try to hold him right there. So Andy can stay in his 7 or 10 step drop spot and make the throw from the pocket. But he's saying when Justin's in there, he wants to make sure that Justin has room to get out on the high side. So he's gonna push his guy in for depth and not worry about Justin stepping up in the pocket, climbing the pocket, like he would prepare for Andy Dalton to do, for Nick Foles to do. See, I think that's the stuff that's really interesting. A well-run NFL offense in this kind of scenario is gonna have to take into account the different skill sets, the different desires, the different talents for these quarterbacks and adjust everything. Everything. So, who's the offensive mind that's helping to facilitate this kind of stuff, these kind of adjustments? Mark Helfrich isn't there anymore. And Mark Helfrich was steeped in all sorts of wacky college stuff with running quarterbacks and, you know, could be the guy to probably step in and helm a more creative, you know, run-based approach for a quarterback who doesn't know the full majesty of Matt Nagy's system. So now it's Lazor. What Lazor did for Mitch is not the exact same stuff you need to do for Fields. I just hope these guys have enough in their memory banks, in their experiential tanks, enough stuff to pull from, enough friends that they can call and talk to. This is why, like, I'll never forget how, like, the greatest coaches ever, how Bill Belichick would bring in Chip Kelly years and years ago, before Chip Kelly was thought of as an NFL bust and it didn't go so well in Philly. But when Chip was doing really creative stuff at Oregon, and Belichick would be like, hey, would you please come to camp? Would you come to camp and teach me stuff? It's a very, very common thing in the NFL coaching fraternity, especially among offensive minds. All right, I need some help here. Well, who do you know? Call that guy. And a lot of times, as long as you have good relationships, you can bring in somebody who's going to help you with that stuff. I hope there's enough on this Bears coaching staff amongst the offensive brain trust to make these kinds of changes and adjustments. There better be. It's a huge, huge week for Matt Nagy in that regard. Good stuff. I like hearing from Jason Peters. It's an interesting dude who has lived a lot more NFL offense for a lot longer with a lot more different people than, frankly, Matt Nagy has. We got a text yesterday about Nagy adjusting to fit his style to Fields, that any decent offensive player should be able to do it and find ways to exploit defense and have huge plays right now with Fields, even while he's learning. And this kind of malleable offensive mind is not something the Bears have ever had. And now it's an opportunity for Nagy. And the texture had said yesterday, it stuck with me, that Nagy needs to be a sponge right now, as much as Justin Fields does. That was from Mike from Freeport. If you're listening, I saved it, Mike, because I thought it was interesting. Yeah, Nagy's got to be a sponge. He's got to be listening to people and opening his mind and watching games and seeing what Greg Roman does. And for God's sake, I hope he is going back this week and looking at tape of Russell Wilson in year one and two under Daryl Bevel and in Seattle, because that's what I want to see. That kind of stuff. Lean on David Montgomery as if he was Marshawn Lynch. I know he's not. But you see how impressive he's been. Lean on that running game and have people say, man, Justin Fields looked like an all-pro. Have them sing about it like Shep sang about Russell Wilson looking like an all-pro. You feel me? I think you do. It's 670 The Score. It's Spieg Solo here on Parkins and Spiegel. All right, let's talk about the point of emphasis and just how stupidly silly it has been. And I want you to hear some sound of people talking about the points of emphasis, okay? Because we all know it's ridiculous. Oh, think of the children. Keep it here on 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.